Welcome to Women's Brew, where women talk about beer. It's that time of year already. We are on our quarter one review. I'm Joanne, and this is Tori.
Hello, hello.
And we're two beer-loving women on a mission to get more people drinking and talking about great beer. Come join us.
I mean,
know that we're batch recording.
if any time is the time as well for there to be connection problems. If you're watching this video, I'm in a hotel room alone in Derby because I basically am from Derby now. My necklace, if you're looking, it says Berkshire on it. Clearly, though, I need one that says Derbyshire. I think that would be a really funny joke because I'm always up in Derby now for work. So I want to say this episode is sponsored by Suds and Soda. They haven't sponsored in the sense they have, but only in the sense of they've let me steal a glass because they literally are right down the road from my office. I went in to buy the beers for this episode and I was like, please, 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 can I buy? I was like, this is going to seem really weird, but can I borrow a glass? And I said, because I'm recording a podcast and I cannot be here recording a podcast in a mug, in an actual coffee mug. No, this is what's in the room, mugs. I mean, I do. Like, do I want to use this glass?
Oh, no, like, tumbler. No.
Like, this is a double-handed, like, Trump baby glass. I'm like, I don't want that. I was like, I need a proper glass. And they were like, that is weird, but yeah, sure. And I was like, I promise I'll bring it back tomorrow. I was like, I promise you. And they've given me a nice branded one. That's from Derby Beer Con 2023. It's got Neon Raptor and Suds and Soda written on it. Look at that glassware. Look at that glassware. I cannot stress to you enough the importance. If you're in Derby or if you're in Nottingham, make your way to Derby. Go to Suds and Soda. Their selection is great. The people that work there are great. And they have a live, it's a live stream, but it's on YouTube. It's a YouTube live stream of a watering hole in Nambia. It is great. So you can sit there and you can watch the watering hole where there's like rhinos and it's great. Sometimes you might see animals doing it. Apparently that's a thing. Yeah. So it's the ambience really. I made them turn on marble racing once, which is probably why every time I go back in there, they like remember me. I said I was going to be on my best behavior and they were like, you were on your best behavior last time. And I was like, making you put marble races on the TV. I'm so sorry. I do apologize, but everyone I've taken there has really loved it. The beer selection's great. And that is my shameless plug. Thank you, Suds and Soda, for letting me steal a glass. I will bring it back tomorrow. I promise. I'll even wash it for you.
There you go.
Q1.
Quarter one. We are a quarter of the way through the year already.
I genuinely can't believe that.
I feel like we say this on every quarter one.
No, but quarter, I actually, this is worse.
This period of time has gone so quickly.
No, but I feel like I was being dramatic before. And I don't feel I'm being dramatic now. I feel like actually these last 3 months have just been insane. And I'm not even caught up on all my, like when we go through the goals today, I'm not even caught up on the goals. I'm not even going to lie to you. I start checking things in and getting my goals updated. And I'm not there yet, really, because I've had no time. You've had no time. What kind of stuff have you been doing? Talk us through all the stuff you've been doing so far.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've had an event pretty much every, at least one event every month. Like January feels like it was very far away.
It really does. This feels like the longest March ever. I was thinking
about the things. March was ridiculously long because
this summer. Feels like it's. It feels like it's been a year, and it's been 3 months. Like this feels like it should be end of year 2024. Like this is actually insane.
Yeah, like I've had events every time. Like I've been a fair few places. Like I've been and visited you twice.
Three what times. No, three we've seen times. Each other. We have actually, I mean, we should save this for the actual thing. We've seen each other so far once a month. And now it feels like when we ruin that in April, because you know that will happen because I start getting excited about the possibilities. And we're seeing each other in May. So obviously I'm going to be sad because you know we're not going to see each other in April for some reason. And I'm going to be like, boo.
Yeah, we have. I wish, yeah.
You've come to me twice and you've gone to London.
Yeah, we went to London. Yeah, and then February I came up and we brewed with Elusive. Where else did I go in February?
Went back to London in March.
We went back to London.
For the lunch.
I went to Sheffield for Indie Beer Feast. I went to Liverpool for Beer X. I was in Manchester for a festival. I was in London for the launch of Elusive and Burnt Mills Beer. I went to Worthing for International Women's Day to go to Johann Bruco. I went back to London for the launch of the book that we're in.
We're in a book and I don't even have the book. I've got another book, which I'm currently using as a thing for my laptop. But my book at home is on my desk. Yeah. And people are like, are you going to frame it? You need to buy multiple books that you can frame the photo of you. You can frame the front of it. And I was like, I know I do, but that would feel a bit OTT.
Can I just scan it?
Do you think that's OTT if I do that? I'm like, here's my shadow box, and it's like, here's the photo of me.
No.
The front of the book, here's a quote from us. We're in a book, and that's never going to change.
Yeah.
Even if they ban the book, they can ban it, they can burn it, they can do whatever you want. We still were in a book.
We're still in the book.
Still counts.
So it's been pretty busy. Caught one already. Brewed twice. Only twice.
I've brewed twice. Yeah, International Women's Collaboration Brew Day. Yeah. And the prequel to International Women's Collaboration.
That was an International Women's Day beer.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I've got a brew. So, like, for you, it's less, I think for you, it's less, not less impressive, but.
Rude.
Not what I mean. For you, it's like, you're like, oh, I've brewed with Sophie Duron, like, lots of times. Oh, you're like, well, actually, we're basically best friends.
We had this conversation in the pub. She's your friend as well. We had this conversation about how we were all friends.
Are we friends, please? Do you know how many people I've had the conversation with that listen to our podcast with Kate and Pip? Shout out to Kate and Pip. But the Brave Noise episode. And people that were like, well, I really loved just you guys being like, are we friends, please? Like, me and Ruth basically did that to each other internationally. I was like, we are friends, right? We're friends.
Yes.
That was fun. But yeah, for me, never getting to brew like Sophie, then be like, I'll get to brew an International Women's Collaboration Brew Day beer with her. And it's not an open brew day for everyone. Ha 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 ha. This is fun. That sounded creepier than I really feel internally, but that's content. That's good content, isn't it? Saying creepy things, I guess, makes good content sometimes.
I actually think I've been doing all right on my beer goals.
We'll dive into that in a minute, but I think, I've been doing okay. I've probably not been doing the best, but to be fair, so it's like, it's hard because we've just been so busy and I feel so like what people might not know is that like the majority of the month of March, we like haven't recorded. It was really funny. I think my mum the other day was like, oh, so how's Joe? I was like, Joe's good. Yeah. And it was really funny because I said to her something along the lines of like, funnily enough, we haven't spoken to each other for a bit. And I stopped to think about it and I went, oh, it's been like maybe like a week or two since we had a real like in conversation. And then I started laughing because I was laughing about the fact that like I was going, oh, it's been about 2 weeks since we've had a proper conversation. Because I was thinking about when we were in London about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. And I was like, that's the last time we properly had a conversation. And I think to some people, they're like, 2 weeks is nothing. But I'm like, for us, that's like March has been quite a long time. Yeah. For us, like, and
I think there were actual days where we didn't message each other at all.
I know, it's bizarre. That's very weird. I'm like checking, like voice noting, like checking, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like check in with me, welfare check. But yeah, like I've been up the last 2 weeks. I've been up in Derby for most of a week. Then I was in Bristol before that, and then being in like for me, it's just been everything's been flying by so fast. My weeks have been like travel, the last 3 months have been traveling for work, but not in a beer capacity, like literally traveling for my day job, which has been going to Derby, going to Bristol, going to Derby, going to Bristol, sometimes going into London to see customers. And then on the weekend, it's been like this beer event, that beer event. I mean, even coming up this weekend, I've got a beer festival. I'm going to a beer place in the evening over the weekend to see live music. I've got, you know, drinks, you know, Indie Rabble Tap Takeover in Reading. And there's so many things. I think I'm giving myself a bit of grace for not getting my beer goals 100% in order, because I think I'm burning the candle at so many ends that I feel like I'm in a constant state of exhaustion. And I feel like I've learned to live in that area, but my beer goals have not. I don't like that for me either, really. Well, my manager and I are working on it. I have focus time now. So so I have focus time half a day a week. So that's good. I like that for me. We like that for me. Yeah. She wishes it were more. That's moderate. Let's stick with this. Let's show I can commit to this for a bit before we amp it up, please. But it is that thing of, I think what's the reason I say it is because I think people need to give themselves a grace with, like, when you're busy with life, burnout is real, you know, day job is real. At the end of the day, beer is meant to just be fun. Your hobbies, whether it's beer or anything else, it's just meant to be a bit of fun. And like, we set these goals for ourselves for fun. So we don't really, we try to do it as to the best of our ability. But if we don't meet any in the end, we're only 3 months in, and I think it's okay to say, you know what? I didn't meet all the hobby goals I wanted. The thing I think I'm most disappointed about is that we were like, we are gonna get this really good list so that people can play along with us. And it's not necessarily like meant to be situated around the year, so it's no real time orientation. We had some really good ideas about what we wanted to do, but we've just had no time to enact it.
Yeah, there's still time for us to come up with the
Brew
challenge. Don't fear. Don't worry. We will get to it. Just not in quarter one.
I think the thing is, like, we have the skeleton of it. Yeah. It just needs to be put in something that's like pretty and what I would call like customer facing. Like, if we need it to be in the pretty viewpoint that we can show you, and we just don't have it in us right now to get that out. We know what we want to do. We know what would be really cool, and we don't want to release something that's like half-assed. So just because we haven't had it out yet doesn't mean that we are not going to. It was funny. I was talking to somebody at work today that also does a podcast, very different to the beer spectrum of podcast, but also does a podcast. He's talking about all the like nerdy bits of like the data of like, oh, and I have this many followers here. And I was like, I think that is so cool. Like all the data analytics stuff of what goes on behind the scenes that we don't, like, I was like, we are terrible at tracking that stuff.
I do some of it.
You do. I said out of the two of us, you do that. But like, I was like, we're so busy that we never stop to be like, let's look at this and how can we improve it? We're always like, oh, that's really cool. We're like, those figures are cool. So I think what I'm disappointed with and what I'd like to be able to do more of is make the time to actually put in more of the work. Like, from my perspective, I'd love to be able to like put in more of the work other than, I think we put in a lot of work, but I always feel like I want to do more than what I'm doing, which is what leads to burnout. So
do you want me to tell you what was our most popular episode?
Oh my god, I was hoping you were gonna have the stats ready.
I mean,
yes.
So
I hope it's just us chatting shit.
If anybody's watching, this is my trusty journal. I'm keeping everything is in this journal, right? My
book. Yes, I love that your journal has now become like, I've got the stats, I've got the receipts, they're in the journal.
I've got my book, like, I've got like my planner in here, I've got my book journal in here, I've got my tarot journal, I've got my podcast journal, and I've got my beer style tracker in here. Like, all of the stuff is in here.
Solid.
So what I do is, at the end of each week, I take a note of that podcast. I've only been doing it for like the first week of the release, and I find out how many streams we've had in the first week of the podcast episodes going out
across everything. Are we talking about YouTube, everything?
Across the so across our podcast platform, Spotify and YouTube, and I add them up, right? So our highest number streamed episode was our beer challenge episode.
Oh, that makes me feel worse. I feel like that should make me feel better. That feels worse. I feel like I'm really letting everyone down. Like, I'm like, we're going to have so many challenges. Yeah. Like, this is really great.
It's gonna be great.
And we have them.
Yeah.
We have them. I promise they exist.
We'll get to it.
I promise. That makes me feel worse. That makes me feel like I should be holding myself way more accountable. I'm so sorry. I owe you all an apology.
Second best episode was an interview. Can you guess which one?
Please tell me it's Holy Goat. Because yeah. I got messages of I appreciated the way you held your fangirl in. It was like, I had
you
people.
Didn't at all.
No, I had people tell me that actually they were like, no, if you weren't holding your fangirl in, you did. Like, it came across in a really good way. And I felt like there was really interesting conversation because of what you asked. And I was like, oh, thank you. If you're not watching this, just know that I'm doing a dab. like, you're welcome. That was the greatest thing ever, honestly. Yeah. But we get to talk to a lot of really cool people. So that just happened to be one interview that I felt like I had a lot of questions that, because I didn't know Johnny, like, outside of the interview space, it was a lot different because I felt like I had never spoken to him before or anything like that. And I was so like, I can't wait to ask all these nerdy questions.
So then our third, so this is the top three. Third episode is one of our lager series.
I can't even guess what it might be because we did so many lager series.
We've done
They're still going. Yeah. They're still going. And we are probably out of date on some of best before dates.
We definitely are.
Apologies, but we're still going to drink them. We're still going to talk about them. It's fine.
So it was our Radler episode.
Out of all of them, the Radler episode.
Radler's done the best so far.
Okay.
And that actually got our highest views on YouTube ever.
What?
I don't know. People apparently really like Radler. So...
the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, you people. What?
So there you go.
I'm shocked. Like, I am shook here. But that is like, the people have spoken and they say Radlers.
And they say Radler.
They say Radler.
Yeah. There you go.
Or Shandy. Which one? Radler or Shandy?
Yeah.
Which one? Could be either.
I realise we haven't actually said what beers we're drinking.
I was thinking that, but I was like, I'm going to wait till we get to the end of this because this is like, I think what I really love about our listeners, though, is consistently what I'm told is like, sometimes just you guys just chat and it's nice. So hopefully they've made it through however many minutes and they've been like, just talk about the beer now.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking?
So.
And why?
I picked a couple of beers that go with the Drink Harder Challenge. So my first one is...
Oh, I see you.
Salty Crew, which is a blonde ale from Coronado Brewing Co. I picked this up from the Brewers Association bar a while back. But I've picked this one because it won silver in the Golden and Blonde Ale category at the Great American Beer Festival in 2020. So that therefore counts as drinking a beer that has won an award. It's an award-winning beer from another country. Ta-da.
I like how tactical you are.
But also, it then goes into one of my other beer goals because it is an American blonde ale and that ticks off a style on my beer style list as well. Multiple.
Okay, well, I'm going to use this to count towards my alphabet. I'm going to use mine to count towards my alphabet because I really didn't, gamify this at all. Mine is Pop Punk Nostalgia by Shiny Brewery. It's a double dry hot pale that has Vista and Nelson Sobin. It's a basically, if you want to know why I picked it, A, the artwork on it. If you're looking at the video now, I quite like that there's like that old school like web browsery type label at the bottom.
It's
I
very think, like,
Shiny does that on quite a few. I like the name Pop Punk Nostalgia. That is me through and through. I'm always Pop Punk Nostalgia. The artwork on it, there's pizza, there's hearts, there's, it looks like somebody's doodled on a notebook is the best way that I can describe it. And it's like pink and teal checker print. I wear, you know, I've got my Vans, I wear quite a lot of checker print. And yeah, safety pins, hearts, CDs, skateboards, that is, that feels very me. But the real reason I got it, A, it's local to Derby, so I wanted to support local. But also, yeah, it was, I was trying to go through really what was in Suds and Soda because I didn't want to bring any beers with me. So I wasn't as tactical in that sense of, I don't have a fridge in my hotel room. So I was basically like, I'll go to Suds and Soda, that's very close to my office, and I'll get some beers to take. But I tried to take some local selections because I wanted to make sure I was supporting local stuff. And out of all the Shiny stuff, I had a cherry and chocolate sour on tap last week when I was here. Not for me, because I don't like cherry and chocolate together, but I just wanted to know what it was going to taste like. Yeah. My mistake was going straight in for a half because I was like, I should have done a third. But my brain went halves because I had a half before that. So I needed to make a whole. So so I went another half. And then it was just not my, it tasted exactly as expected. There was nothing wrong with it whatsoever. It's just not to my taste. And I knew that going into it. It tasted like, for Americans, it tasted like a Tootsie Pop.
Okay.
Which, if you like a Tootsie Pop, that's great. So this time I thought I'd try something a little bit more pared back that they'd done. And I really just went with the name and the artwork. So yeah, I knew Shiny were local, so that's why I picked it in this lovely Suds and Soda glass.
Nice.
Just gonna plug that every time.
Right, should we talk about our beer goals for 2024?
Yeah, let's do. I'll let you go first.
So I had some quite simple beer goals, I guess. I wanted to write for my beer blog at least once a month. After I put that out there, I then found like a template for my journal that was 24 in 24. So you do 24 things in 24, which means I have to, I was like, I'm going to do 24 blog posts in 2024. So that means I have to post at least two blog posts every month. I have published 7 so far.
I think that's really impressive.
I'm very pleased. I'm doing a roundup of beers that I've enjoyed each month. I've done a couple of beer style information posts, and I've got my series on Trial the Beers, where I've pulled off a list of beers from those books that tell you all the beers you should try before you die. And I'm saying whether people should try them or not. So I've done some of those as well. So I'm quite pleased with that. I need to write some this week to get out. But yeah, 7 so far. So I'm smashing that. I also wanted to do more kind of beer and stuff pairing. If you've been following on my Instagram, I have been doing beer and tarot pairings every Tuesday. So I pick a tarot card and I get it to inform what beer I should drink from my stash. And that's actually working really well to kind of keep on top of my beer stash as well. But you have to kind of like every now and then I'll pull out like the same card that I've already done. So you have to think of a different kind of reason or pairing for it. So it's also helping me with like learning the tarot, because I'm looking at the imagery on the card, looking at the meanings behind the card. There's also things called correspondences. So like each card has like a flower and a crystal and, you know, other things that correspond to it. So you can use those as well as part of your pairings. So I've been doing that on my Instagram. Head on over to Love Beer Learning and you will see the bits I've been doing there. I've also got, soon I will share a video that I did of me setting up my beer and tarot altar that I've got over here, which I'm quite pleased with. Nice little area to take photos and share my tarot cards and things. So I'm quite pleased with that. I've also been doing a bit of beer and book pairing because I wanted to read more this year. And in fact, I've been trying to make sure that I read every day, like even if it's just like,
oh, I'm dead impressed that you managed to do that, because I always want to do that and it just doesn't happen.
Me and Gordon are managing to read every day, like even if it's only for 15 minutes. So I've read every day this year so far. I've nearly every week I've finished at least one book. I've also got a chunk of comics that I'm trying to get through as well.
Comic fan here. I approve. Yeah,
and I'm doing pretty well. I have got beer and book pairings that I just haven't posted yet. Like, I need to kind of slot them in at the right point. So those are on my Instagram as well. And then this is my favourite beer goal of the year that I'm enjoying the most. So when we did our untapped stats, it tells you how many different beer styles you tried, and they're the ones that are on Untappd, and how many you missed out on. And I was like, well, I didn't really think about it. So, you know, there's a chunk there that I missed out on that I could have probably upped that. So I have written down every beer style that is on Untappd, and I'm gradually checking them off. I've got I'm proper nerdy about it. I've got a spreadsheet, and I've got the beer style, as written on Untappd, if I've tried it previously, how many times I've tried it previously, and then I mark off when I've tried it, the beer that I used that checked it in, the month that I checked it in. And then I've also got in my journal, so that I can refer to it just off the side, I've made a list of every... There's 270, by the way. This bit includes...
Psychotic. Check beers, your hard drive. That is insane.
Beers, ciders, meads, hard seltzers, non-alcoholic beer. So there's lots. There's 270.
The dedication that you've put in that.
I'm not going to get through 270.
I'm impressed. Let's be real.
But then I've got little dobber pens, and I'm taking them off as I do them.
They're like bingo dobbers.
Yeah, they're like little bingo dobbers.
I love that so much.
They're like little bingo dobbers. I'm in different colours, so I can also see, like, I've picked a different colour for every month. And then on my spreadsheet, I can see that in this first quarter, so far, out of 270, I've tried 78 different beer styles.
I'm impressed.
And that is broken down into, I tried 47 in January. I mean, obviously, that first month, you're going to knock them out, right? Because, like, you know, the beer styles that you drink most regularly, you're going to knock them off quick.
Oh, yeah, like 100%. Right? The most common ones.
Yeah. So then in February, I tried 16. And so far in March, I've got 15. But Salty Crew is a new one, so it will be at least 16 in March. So I'm pretty impressed with myself. But I am finding that I am then, when I'm going to buy beers, I'm actually like, oh, I'm going to try that one because I know I haven't ticked it off on my beer style sheet yet. So,
yeah, but I think that's good because it might be something that it encourages you to support somebody that you maybe wouldn't have gone out of your way to support. Because I know if you're like me, what you've probably done is you've gone, oh, I wouldn't, this isn't what, like, I really kind of actually want this one, but this one meets my goal. So actually, I'll just get them both.
Yeah. So, like, for example, there's a couple of beer styles I've had so far I've never tried before. So I tried a Coit, which is a historical beer style. It's kind of like a Coit. And there was another one that I checked off. I was like, I've never had that one before. A Svelte, which is a Czech pale.
Svelte sounds Svelte. Just like slightly just, yeah.
I'm probably saying that wrong. But Svelte. It's a name for the Czech pale. Apparently I've never had that one before, but I've had it now. So
you've had a Svelte.
So this is fun. I'm enjoying it.
And I think I'm doing pretty well. The thing is, do you have it like typed up somewhere?
Like, how many beer styles?
All the different beer styles. Did you only do the beer styles that you hadn't had before? Or is that every beer style?
Every beer style.
Do you have it typed up somewhere?
Yeah, I've got it on a spreadsheet.
Because I feel like this is the thing that I've started typing down. So I've started typing out some of the similar stuff because I'm just like, out of sheer curiosity, I want to know. And the nerd in me that works for a tech company, and I'm covering my face if you watch this video because I'm embarrassed by the fact that I'm saying this. The nerd in me really wants to be like, let me power behind this shit. Like, I can put this all in a really good, like, I can put all this data in a really good, interesting visual. And I know that there's like an API for Untap that, like, I could download some of this stuff and I could, like, put it in a really, really good visual. But part of me is also, I'd love to track all the different styles that I've had. But the commitment to going through and writing all of it, I'm like, oh, so laborious. But if you were to give me, like, oh, here's a spreadsheet of all the styles, I'd be like, hands down, I can do that. And I feel like we're early enough in the year.
So you can have it.
Thank you. Thank you, girl. Because I feel like we're early enough in the year that I can still get on top of this because I am still checking stuff in. And I've already on my Google Doc have started to write out all the different styles because I've got like different styles of pale ale. So like the other day I had like an extra pale ale and I put like extra pale versus normal pale versus
But it also depends on what it's been logged out categorized on Untap, right? Because I was having a look just now and there was one that I saw was a beer a beer that was said it was a beer de coupage and I was like, oh, I know that's on my list, I haven't had it yet. But then when I looked it up on Untapped, it came up, they've logged it in as a wild ale other, and I'm like,
that's annoying.
Don't call it a beer to coupage if you're not going to log it in as a beer to coupage.
I feel like you should still count that though.
Yeah, but then because I want to check it against my stats.
Okay, all I'm saying though is like when I've set like goals and I'm like, it has to be very clearly this thing, and you're like, but it's sort of that thing. And I'm like, but it's not that thing. And you've had a go at me like, I cannot believe that you just won't let me have this one thing. And I'm like, no, because it's very clearly defined. This is very clearly defined on the label.
Yeah, but
as a style. But you're like, oh no, Untappd says no.
No, you would. The brewery has to add the beer. So the brewery has put it under what beer style it is.
I don't think the brewery does always add the beer. Sometimes people add the beer and it's not correct. Normally the brewery should do it, but sometimes they don't, and somebody else adds it, and they don't do it right. But I'm just saying.
But then my stats won't be right with my Untap stats at the end of the year.
Yes, that's what it's really about.
Yeah.
You're like, they need to match. They need to match.
Right.
Well, you know in your heart. Obviously, this is when I'd put like an asterisk. That's like, I actually did that though.
I actually did try that one.
So at the end of the year, I could be like, I actually did try that. which is definitely what I would do in that situation.
Anyway, I'm feeling quite good about those. I have also been making sure that I check in the place when I'm trying to check in the beers as I'm doing them and checking in the place I've had them.
I'm really trying, my dude. I'm really trying with that, and I'm struggling. I'm crashing and burning because sometimes like, I'll check that in later, and I know that I'm like, when I get back to the hotel, like, so Suds and Soda, I'm like, when I get back to the hotel, I'm going to check that in. It's going to be great. And then I get back and I'm like, oh, well, I'll just watch a bit of Kitchen Nightmares though, because that seems to be on repeat here. And I was like, oh, Gordon Ramsay shouting at Pete. Oh, that's great. Let's watch this a bit. And then I'm like, oh, feeling a bit tired. I'll check it in later. And then before I know it, I'm home and I'm way out of the range. I try to search for it and I'm like, well, I can't do it. So tonight I'm committed to checking in stuff at Suds and Soda. So that way I can do all the beers that I know that I drank there. I can make sure that they're checked in.
Oh, I forgot as well. I keep forgetting. We said if we had a beer, the same beer, together on the podcast, we were going to check in with one another.
I've done that.
I've been doing it. I don't think I do it consistently.
I definitely do it when I check in the podcast bits, but I think I'm very behind in checking in the podcast bits.
I need to go back and check.
Or maybe I haven't done it and I've just been like, I'm really good at it.
We've got very good.
Joe, I cannot believe.
To Untap. Like, we were never this committed to it.
Yeah, I know. This is the most committed we've ever been to.
We've ever been.
Untap.
Yeah.
I feel like we've really started 2024 strong in that regard, but just in all the wrong ways.
Yeah.
Like, I bingo dobber it. It's funny. Yeah, you send me those stars. It would be really good because I'll buy into that. It's early enough that, like, if we had waited a few more months, it would be way more difficult. I might even turn mine into a pretty Power BI. I think that would be cool.
She's gonna show me up now. She's gonna do like a
I'll be like, thanks for doing my homework for me, right, bitch. And like, it's a beautiful visual that I've done with the aid of the guide of my technical resource who told me how to do it. Yeah, but it'll be good. If I manage to get that, I'll share with people if it's public facing. I don't care. It'll be good.
Marcia, what about your beer goals?
I only had 4 beer goals, which that's all I managed to find was I had 4 beer goals written down, which winds me up because I'm like, it needs to be 5. Oh. Like, because everyone knows it has
to.
Well,
did this
I guess
to yourself.
It's either an even number or like divisibles of like 5. And I feel like, yeah, 4 is an even number, but it's not 5 though, is it? Like, that's really annoying.
Come on with another one then. You know you love a stretch goal.
No, but I think the reason I didn't is because I had so many goals that I'd put in that were not like personal goals per se, but I've been tracking all the ones that we kind of talked about in terms of like what we want to do with the podcast and all that. But my personal goals. So I had average of seeing each other once per month, which so far we've managed to do. So in January, we had our trip to London. That was good. February, we had a brew day at Elusive. And then March, we had the launch of International Women's Collaboration Brew Day beer. Don't know what we're going to do for April. I know what we're doing for May. Yes. So May's lockdown, so that's good. But April, I feel like we need to make April happen because if we don't, if we give up before even 6 months into this year, I'll be depressoed. I need some espresso for that depresso because we're on a roll at the moment. So need to work that one out. So far we're on track. I'm happy with that. As a project manager, we're on track. Our reg status is green. I'm happy. 2 was organize/host my own bottle share. I've been trying to organize something, and I've been working with some local people to try to get something in the works. The problem is I started about 2 or 3 conversations, and then I've been so busy that I've not picked up those conversations. So yeah, that's completely on me. Bottle share wise, like, I'm trying to think. I don't think I have done an actual bottle share. I've gone to a bottle share, but I've not organised or hosted one myself. And even in the bottle share that I went to, I didn't have anything to contribute to it. I just drank other people's beers because that was the International Women's Collaboration Brew Day one. But there's still plenty of time. And like I said, I've started a lot of conversations about one. I just haven't made it very far. So we'll see what happens there. Number 3 was take a holiday to a beer specific destination / travel outside the UK specifically for beer. Haven't done that yet this year, but that is in the cards. And I'm not going to say what that is yet because that will spoil Q2. But that is there for sure. This is like travel very much for the sake of beer. So we'll watch the space. And then I've got beer crawl through a city that you've not really been to yet. I've not done that. Admittedly, just not done it at all.
Like, I did do that.
Yeah, you've done that, but that's not your goal, is it?
No, but I kind of have done that.
You're like, oh, let me show off. I'm doing my goals and your goals. Like, it's my goal. You didn't pick this goal.
Sorry. I mean, I unintentionally did it.
Freaking. That's like when you're running like a marathon in gym class and you're like, oh, I guess I've got to do, you know, you've got to do 4 laps around. You're on lap 2 and some kid's already on lap 4, just double lapping you. And you're like, we get it. You're fast.
Listen, yeah. You took your wins.
I took my wins last recording. This is your wins. Your wins of my goals. Yeah, I have not done that yet myself. So we'll see. I feel like I can't really count Derby because I've not beer crawled through Derby. I wouldn't call it a beer crawl by going to like one location. And it's not really new anymore. I've been here a few times, so I feel like it doesn't count now. But yeah, those were my goals, my four goals, my five goals. I feel like I need to make something else up. I don't. My fifth goal will be I'm going to do the thing that you're doing with tracking beer styles. But I don't have that to hand.
You're just doing my goal as well. So
yeah, but I'm officially adding that to my list as my fifth goal. I just don't have it to hand. I don't have the data right now.
Fine.
Shall we get into the drink harder challenge? All right.
So what have you got as your second beer?
What's my second beer? Okay. Yeah. I have got Clusters Mini Egg version from Neon Raptor. And I've picked it because, again, it had to be my qualifications or it has to be available at Suds and Soda. This will withstand the temperature or lack of temperature control in my room, especially without a fridge.
Yeah.
And it's got a space dude on it, which, you know, my company loves to have space themed for the cloud and everything. Yeah, we're very space themed. So that represents my company, and Neon Raptor make bangers, especially with stouts and sours and all that. I fucking love a mini egg, and yeah, I've also really liked the label, and Clusters is always usually quite good, the variations of it. So yeah, and again, thank you Suds and Soda, because I'm going to put you in the Suds and Soda glass. How about you? What are you drinking?
So I am drinking One Winged Angel. Yeah, it is. I have picked the beer that has been in my fridge the longest. And this is it. Bought this back in 2020. It was my beer of 2020, which is our
gutted that you are opening this without me, because I really like that one as well. And the reference what it's referenced to is also excellent. And yeah,
it is also my very last ever Boutillier's beer. R.I.P.
I don't think I've got any Boutillier's either. I think as well with my Neon Raptor, I was like, I'm trying to keep it as local as possible.
Yeah,
I do want to say that I was gonna crack open another Derby brewery, Dancing Duck Brewery. So I just had dinner at a pub called the Exeter Arms, which has I think it's either partially owned or definitely has a lot of lines from Dancing Duck, which is a local brewery. We stock them at our office, and I have taken this from the office because I was like, you know what, it'd be quite good. I'll have it on the podcast. That's fine. I'll take it with. That's not a problem. But then I thought, you know what? If I'm only going to have one more beer, I'm going to do the stout, because I feel like this needs to probably go back in the fridge for a bit. But look at that barcode. If you're looking at the video, look at the barcode.
Oh my God, it's shaped like a duck.
It's a duck. And I really like on the front of this label that it's got like sort of the sphere of the tasting notes, but it looks constellation almost. That's really, really cool.
So it's kind of like a spider graph, but they've like made it look a bit more like a star.
Like a star constellation, yeah. And it's called A-Up, because that's what everyone here says is A-Up. When I speak to my manager, I love her. I phone her and she goes, A-Up, duck. So this is like represents my manager and my life. But I'm not having that one right now because Neon Raptor's Cluster Mini Eggs. Oh my God, and it smells beautiful.
This has still got so much jammy raspberry in it, considering it's like 4 years old.
Oh, I want to eat mini eggs now. This is just making me want to eat mini eggs.
Does it just smell and taste like mini eggs?
Oh my God, it's so chocolate. It's beautiful. Ooh, that is fab. Drink harder challenge. Oh my God, mini eggs. It literally tastes... Sorry, I just got like the aftertaste, just tasted like, do you know when you have a mini egg and like sort of like the aftertaste of the shell of the mini egg kind of like is lingering in your mouth? Like that's what it tastes like, the shell of mini egg.
Nice.
It's like immediate chocolate and then shell of mini egg.
I might get myself one.
if you're lucky, maybe when I go to return this glass, I'll get you. We'll see.
We'll see. My birthday soon, don't forget.
Well, someone bought you your drink on your birthday last year.
So. They did. I didn't buy anybody a birthday drink because I kept not being with anyone when it was their birthday.
That's fair. That's also fair. Drink harder challenge. So yes. I'm guessing this for you. The first one is drink a beer that has been in your fridge the longest. I'm guessing this
I've
is tick.
I've done this.
I do feel like I've probably done it. But again, I think I have done it, but I've not been tracking the dates.
Okay.
Because I've just not been as, like, when I tick a beer off, I've not been like, oh, is this actually the longest one in my fridge? But I try to go to what's been there the longest.
Yeah.
So I'm confident that I probably have done this. I just don't know for sure. Or it's also difficult because I've got some that I'm 100% purposely aging.
Yeah.
So it feels a bit like, well, like, what am I going to do about
that? It felt
like
it was time for this one.
That's fair.
Because it's been in there.
You can leave it too long.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in there 4 years and I was like, I think we can safely drink this one.
You want to have it before it starts turning, like before the fruit element of it starts turning like vinegary or something. Right. The next one we have is drink a lineup where each beer starts with the letter of the name of your home state. So for you, we were doing county.
Yeah, I probably have done this, but I haven't actually tracked it. So I think I went through this today. I feel like with that one, I need to like purposefully pick beers for it. And I haven't done it yet. So I decided I probably could go back through the beers I've had so far this year and do it because Kent is pretty short.
So, I think what did we say? So we agreed that you would go like county and then... We were going to give you something else as well because you were it's really easy. And I was like, that's too easy. Did we say we were going to make you do Florida or something?
Oh, maybe. Anyway, I think I need to pick beers specifically for it. So I haven't done that yet.
Okay. So to be fair, my logic is with all the drink harder challenge stuff, obviously we don't want to I'm guessing it's an unspoken thing. I assumed it was correctly. So I've been following this. I'm not reusing beers across multiple challenges. That's fine. I was just like, just to check, you can only use it on one. So I've been quite tactful where if it makes up Massachusetts, I'm like, actually, there's more difficult challenges throughout. So I'm like, does it hit this really difficult challenge? No. Does it hit this really difficult challenge? No. And we also have... as a separate aside of what we were trying to do, like somebody submitted like, oh, we should drink through the alphabet, which obviously we probably won't talk about on here at the moment because we haven't finalized like what that list is, but I have been keeping track of that. So I've kind of gone like, does it fit these things that are in the drink harder challenge that are more challenging? No. Okay. Does it fit in Massachusetts? Yes or no. If no, then put it in the alphabet challenge. If yes, put it in the state. So far of Massachusetts, I've managed to do the first two S's. So I've done Spectral Rave from Disruptionist Brewing, which is an extra pale ale. And I've done Soundwave IPA, which is obviously Sirens IPA. And I've done Cerveza, which is Fierce's Mexican lager. I had an extra can of that. And I was like, I am making some delicious Mexican food. I'm going to have this to accompany it. I had a breakfast burrito and I was like, going to have that for lunch over a weekend. And I was like, going to have this to accompany it. It will be great. And also it ticks something off the list. I'm confident that I've probably been able to tick off more letters, but I think I still have to go back through and do some chat. I'm not fully up to date, so I'll just count them under Q2 when I do it, when I get around to it. But yeah, that's three out of many letters for me. Number three, enjoy a happy hour special. Have you done that?
I feel like this one's gonna be really hard.
I really still maintain that I think it's gonna be really, really hard.
Yeah,
because like, where would you go for a happy hour?
I don't know.
That's a challenge for sure. Yeah. I mean, it is a challenge. Yeah. It's not meant to be like drink easy challenge. This is drink harder. Number four, attend or host a beer share that isn't Katie's Beer School. Would you count what we did for International Women's Collaboration Brew Day for this, because I haven't used it on anything else.
I mean,
because I mean, it technically was.
Probably not, because it's just kind of people. I don't know.
You're like, no, but it was posted as a bottle share.
I mean, mine wasn't. So we just.
What do you mean yours wasn't?
Like at International Women, what at,
No, but I mean,
of living.
Yeah, that was technically posted as a bottle. I mean, I didn't either, but it doesn't say bring something. It says attend or host a beer share. I attended a beer share.
I mean, I suppose we could do.
I'm counting it.
Okay.
For me. I'll even call it the live-in launch. Look, I'm putting it on my list now. It's happened.
We'll keep that in my back pocket in case I don't attend any others.
But well, yeah, I'll replace it if I attend something else. But I mean, that 100, in my opinion, that 100% counts because it's marketed as a bottle share. And did I attend it? Yes, I did. Have you attended any other ones other than that? No.
Not yet.
Fair. Bring a friend to a bar they've never been to. Are we just talking like this isn't just tap room, right? This is like literally bar.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we went to bars together that we'd never been to. Does that count?
Yeah, but do we? I guess that's a good question. Is like when you're taking your friend to a bar they've never been to.
That it's a bar that you have got to have been to before. Doesn't necessarily.
I've definitely done that, and I can say that I've done it. I have realistically done it without it being you that I've taken. So I feel like I can go, you can count me to be fair. But I actually feel like I can say I've done this with people that I work with that I am friends with. I've 100% taken them to places in Bristol that they've not been to before. So I took somebody I work with to the Good Measure for the International Women's Day event that they had. So I feel like that counts, even though I hadn't been there. I'm like, yeah, still counts.
I mean, we took each other to some bars we'd not been to on the Bermondsey Beer Mile.
That's true.
So.
But I feel like that counts. We can count that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm willing to count that.
I took you to Craft Beer Junction.
That's true. And I took you to Craft Beer Junction.
Yeah. So.
I love the fact that we're like, we took each other to Craft Beer Junction. Oh, the It Ain't Much If It Ain't Dutch. That was excellent.
That was a good time, yeah.
The food was good. The food was so good. The Bitterballen. Like, yeah, my God.
That's where I had the coit.
Good. The coit.
Yeah, the historical beer style that I had.
Oh, yes. I've never had before. Yeah, we had to, funnily enough, it was like we had to go back a second time because we tried to go and get like some of the beers that we really wanted. Only some of the taps were working and we had to be like, is it going to be working in an hour? And she was like, yeah, it will. And I was like, we'll be back in an hour. Because it was like we could have something that we weren't really excited. It wasn't bad beer, but it was stuff that like the really exciting stuff wasn't working at the minute.
Yes.
My favorite moment was that we were like with some guys behind, like there were some guys behind us, and I think I heard that you were sat down with our stuff, and I just heard them being like, it was funny because Joe and I agreed. I was like, we're gonna have this beer, like I really really want this iced coffee, like it was like an iced coffee stout or something like that, and it was like 14% or something.
Yeah, it was
freeze distilled. Yeah, it was a freeze distilled. That's what it was freeze distilled. And the guys like looked at the board and they were like, number whatever it was, and they were like, 14%. Can you imagine ordering that? Ha ha ha. And they were like joking, laughing about it. And I was stood there like, I've come here exclusively to order
to drink that beer.
It was like, we were like, if this isn't on, like, there's nothing at, like, this is what I want to have. And they were there going, ha ha, jokes. Can you imagine having this at this time of the day? And I was like,
yeah.
Could you imagine? Shocking. Yeah.
Oh dear. Right, go out and order a mocktail or non-alcoholic beer for yourself. I've done that.
I feel like I have, but I haven't written it down, so I'm not going to count it. But I definitely feel like I've made a conscious effort when I've gone out to the pub for lunch or something with like family members and being like, oh, it's too early in the day, I don't really feel like having a beer, I'll just have this mocktail.
I had a Mashgang beer.
Oh, that's true, I have had Mashgang. Oh, Mashgang is so good.
Yeah.
Really? I've got the cinnamon roll stout and I cannot wait to try it. I'm like, oh, please.
Amazing.
I'm going to not count that for the moment just because I can't think of when I've actively ordered anything when I'm out. Number 7, drink 10 different fruits, 1 count per beer. How many do you have so far?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Oh my goodness. I've got 4 that I've knowingly, 4 that I've knowingly got through.
Yeah.
What do you have so far?
I've got blackcurrant, which was in Moonflower by Hidden Springs. I've got cherry, which was in The Magician by Northern Monk. I've got starfruit, which was in Starhammer.
These are the things that I know I've definitely had more than 4 because I've had these same. I've had so far out of those, I've had 2 of the same beers. Yeah. And are either of those on my list? Like, fuck, they are. Like, they Come on, are not on my list.
Add them in.
I'm going to add them in now, so Starhammer.
I've got Bergamot Orange from Bergamot Crusher from Holy Goat.
I've got
Strawberry in Strawberry Daiquiri from Lost Industry, which I had at their bar. I've got Lime, which was in Arch Rogue, which is a fruited wheat beer from Tartarus. I've got Blueberry, which was in Space Soda by Mackie Mackie. I've got Pear, which was in Pear and Rye Saison by Grizzly Grains. I've got Lemon, which was in Squeeze Box Lemon Wheat Beer by Heavy Riff. I've got Grape, which was in Atrapada by Manja Cerveceri from Spain. I've got Raspberry, which was in Give 'em the Fruit from Wild Beer Co. I've got Apple, which is in Aunt Bessie's Apple Crumble Pale from Northern Monk. I've got Rhubarb, which is in Rhabarba, which is a rhubarb billion of ice from Cablacu. And I've got Pomegranate, which was in Elvorda's Fruit Basket from Ra. I'm just going to keep going.
I mean, I do like to keep just going on that. I mean, you've definitely named some of the ones I've had. I've just added them to my list. What was the Hidden Springs one? Because I definitely had that one.
Blackcurrant, which was in Moonflower.
Was that the? That was definitely the one that we had in London, wasn't it?
Yes, when we had a Craft Beer Junction.
That's what I thought. All right, well, I guess I now have 7, which I do think I have more. I think I've just not checked them in. So therefore, they've not really counted. But I have. So let's start. So the ones that you already named: Starhammer, Bergamot Crusher, both Holy Goat, Blackcurrant, Hidden Springs. Like, I mean, the Starhammer one, that is. I know what it's like to harvest star fruit as a farmer myself, so it is very difficult. So the fact that they even managed to get that is impressive. Yeah. So I've also got Cranberry, which is Good Chemistry Brewing's Winter Fizz. Ooh, I have Lime, which is Miracle's How Berry Refreshing, because I found a can of that as I was going through old stock, and I think I'd been saving it to do a beer slushy, but I'd done one before with it, and it slushies very well. But that was my Lime. I'm doing the tactful approach, is like, when I have something that's got fruit in it, what's the most difficult one to tackle? I've done Cherry. I've done Cherry on a few, but I've chosen to use Siren's Cacao and Cherry Broken Dream, which was an older one for sure. But it actually tasted quite good at its age. I chose that one because I thought that one's the one that I'm least likely to use somewhere else to qualify on something else. So I'll use that for Cherry. And then I've got Strawberry in Neon Raptor's Fruit Rascals. Because again, there was like a few fruits there, and I thought Strawberry is actually one that can be quite challenging to get. Because like normally I feel like you have more flavoring or something than you do have like actual strawberry added. So yeah, I went with Strawberry on that one. I'm sure there's more. I've chosen to use some elsewhere. So some that use like puree as opposed to just like straight like fruit in it. I've kind of ended up using those elsewhere, which you'll see. because you'll see eventually, probably not on this episode, but when it comes to the alphabet, I've picked them to use for more challenging alphabet letters.
Okay.
So you'll know when we actually get there in probably Q2. But yeah, that's what I've got for my different fruits so far. Drink an award-winning beer from another country. You've obviously done it.
I have just done this with Salty Crew from Coronado. Silver medalist at the Great American Beer Festival.
I don't think I've done it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Still time. It's only 4-1.
There's so much time. Yeah, I'm not holding myself. I'm holding myself accountable, but I'm not making myself feel bad about it. Yeah. Number 9, go to a brewery and write about an experience for a blog.
I haven't done it yet. I feel like some things we have planned in Q2 might be good for this.
Yeah, I feel like I could say, oh, I haven't done it yet. Will I do it? And then part of me is like, will I do it? I want to say yes, but then the other, because I feel like my strong suit is writing, but then because that's my strong suit and then I put so much pressure on it, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to. I'm exhausted and I don't want to do it.
You're also a completionist though, so I feel like you're going to want to do this.
What I'll do is, I'm an underdog. I'll come through and I'll deliver at the 11th hour. So December, you bet your ass I'll be out there in December being like, where can I write about a blog? But I've got a good 6+ months of that. So 10, cook a savoury dish and bake a sweet dish with beer. Have you done that yet this year so far?
I have not in one sitting. I've made beer pizza dough and I've made beer brownies.
Solid.
Does that count?
Yeah, that absolutely counts.
Okay.
I think it's a double challenge if you do it in one meal. But yeah. And if you can do it using the same beer, doubly impressive. I haven't, just because I think I've just not been bothered enough to do that yet. So I will eventually, I'm sure, but too early in the year for that. Number 11, get a beer and a sidecar bomb at a dive bar. Have you done that? Because I feel like you will. I feel like somebody will have made you have done that.
No, I haven't done it yet. But I feel like now that we've said it, one of my colleagues is going to make me do this fairly soon.
That's probably true.
Let me put it out there now. Hi, Tom.
I've not done it myself yet. So there we go.
It's specifically got to be at a dive bar, though.
I mean, yeah, that is the challenge, isn't it?
That's the challenge.
Is that at a dive bar? Drink a beer, each featuring one of the 5 American sea hops. How have you done all 5?
I've done it. I was amazed.
Oh, amazing.
Like, for someone that doesn't drink hoppy beers, I've managed to do it. Right, so for Cascade, that was in Shaka by Hambrugo. Centennial was in West Coast Pils by North. Columbus is in Oregon Trail by Elusive. Chinook was in Cold Coast by Mash Gang. And Citra was in ZFG by Hidden Springs. So you've had all of those.
I haven't had all of those.
Apart from Shaka Hambruco, we've had all of those together.
What was the Chinook one?
Cold Coast by Mash Gang.
I have had that, West Coast Pills.
So you've had all of them but Shaka with me. I'm assuming you've had an Oregon Trail recently.
Yeah, but I actually didn't use that one, to be honest.
Oh.
Interesting. So mine varied slightly in the sense of I've now just added in the West Coast Pils from North for Centennial and Chinook the Cold Coast because I didn't have those. Those were missing. And again, I think it's just strictly because I hadn't gone back through my beer selection. For Columbus, I actually used Anspach and Hobday's Christmas Pale that had multiple hops in it. So what I've been trying to do as well is I want to kind of go through and go like, here's multiple hops, and then like, here's a single hop beer. Whether or not West Coast or Cold Coast were single hops or not, I've just taken them from you, so I don't know. But the Anspach and Hop Days was a multi-hop. And then I had Dea's Glutak, which was New Zealand Pale Ale. That was also multi-hopped. Cascade, I'm sure I probably have had a Cascade beer. I just haven't made it through my Untappd check-in list yet. So, yeah. So I guess now I've got 4 out of 5. So that's good. Number 13 is play a movie drinking game. I think we established that the best way we can tackle this is either at like Christmas. Halloween or Christmas, yeah, where we put like a hat in, yeah, the corner and we don't have to remember like real drinking, yeah, game rules. So I've put that in my back pocket for now. Are you still on board with that?
Yeah, totally.
Excellent. I mean, I wonder if we can figure out a way to do it sooner, but that so like, far.
I mean, can we just watch Hocus Pocus with a witch's hat in the corner?
Every year I watch Hocus Pocus. Yearly. It gets to be that time of year and I'm like, Rick, guess what time of year it is? And he's like, I don't want to watch it again. And I'm like, it's Hocus Pocus time, bitch. Because yeah, I love it. And then he sits there and he's like, do I really have to watch this video? I was like, yes. Absolutely. I was like, this is important. It's part of the culture.
I mean, you don't have to.
You need to watch it. So. It's like, you don't have to. It's going on. And if you go to bed, we're going to follow you to the bedroom. We are going to watch it in the bedroom. So get on board. Like, it's not that hard. I'm just asking you to watch a really iconic, amazing film. Number 14, ask for a recommendation from a bartender and drink it. I can answer that. I literally do this regularly. No, I do it and I do it regularly. Like, I all the time, like, I've done it in London, I've done it in Bristol. Like, I've literally been like, what? Like, I like everything. I can't make up my mind. I haven't had a chance to look at the menu. Can you just pick me whatever is the easiest to put? Like, I genuinely don't care. I've already done this 2 or 3 times at least this year. So I think I've barely, like, I've written, last time I remember specifically doing it was in Bristol at Bristol Beer Factory's bar when I was there back in February. Is the latest time I physically remember doing, yeah, it. But I know I definitely do it all the time. What about you?
I am a bit of a control freak and like to pick my own beer. So I'm trying to think. I don't think I've done it. I'll have to make it like a conscious effort to do it.
It's fine. I'll fix that. I can fix you. It's fine. Because I think really sometimes I just go. Sometimes I'll just go. Do you want to pick it or do you want to let somebody else maybe give it a whirl? What you need to do is go someplace where you don't have any strong feelings about any of the beers.
Yeah.
And then you just go. You just pick because you don't have a strong feeling one. Maybe go someplace that you go to regularly because you'll have less of a strong feeling when it's the same stuff that you used to saying and you're just like, whatever. That's just your, like, you only need to do it for one drink. It's not the whole night.
Yeah. I'll have to consciously do it because it's not something that I would just do.
I can help you. We'll do it. We got this. Buy someone a drink for their birthday.
I've not done this yet.
If I buy you a Neon Raptors Clusters and I give it to you and tell you it's for your birthday, will that count?
Does that count? Maybe.
I've not done it yet, but asking for a friend.
I mean, probably.
I've not done it yet myself. It's too early in the year. I don't have friends. They don't have birthdays. 16, visit a winery. Not done it yet, but I've got one on my list that I plan on going to. That is local.
That's a summer job.
That's why I haven't done it yet, because I'm waiting, yeah, for nice weather so I, yeah, can go sit outside. Because there's apparently, Ruth tipped me off to one that is not far away. Cheers, Ruth, for that. And I'm just waiting for it to be nice out and not rainy and shitty and gloomy. So as soon as that happens, I am all there and it should be relatively easy to get to. And I'm happily going to try it. Number 17, have a beer at 10 different breweries. How many breweries have you managed to have a drink at so far?
8.
Bruh. I mean, to be fair, if you didn't, with your line of work, if you didn't, I'd be like, you're doing it wrong.
I took off 2 because I didn't actually have, I went to those breweries, but I didn't have their beer at the brewery.
To be fair, no, you don't have to have their beer there. You can put those on because it's just have a beer at 10 different breweries at the breweries. All right, rattle through it then.
Elusive, Siren, 5 Points, Heist, St. Miles of the Desert, Asvex, Track, Balance, Black Lodge, and Cloudwater.
I've got three. Oh, actually, no, because we didn't drink. So when we went to Cloudwater in London, we didn't drink at Cloudwater in London. Oh, we did drink at Colonel, though.
Is that actually their brewery, though? Or is it just their tap
room? No, I think it was just their tap room. That's why I didn't count it.
It's not their actual brewery. They don't brew there.
I was like, why didn't I put that on it? And I was like, it's not their brewery.
But you did go to 5 points and they do brew there.
I did, yeah. I put 5 points. So I've got 5 points, Elusive and Siren.
Yeah.
Oh, and Double Barreled.
Oh, yeah, you've been to Double Barreled. Oh, and Bruco.
Okay, well, I didn't go there. That doesn't help me with my 10.
I'm on 11 now.
How dare you? I cannot believe you, the audacity.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all I've got. Is
just going to keep that as a running list.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I enjoy a running list. I think it's great. That's all I've got for the moment. Well, like I said, as I go through this, I might be like, oh, I did go there, but I don't think I did. So we'll see. 4 for me. 18. Drink a beer mosa or bloody / Michelada before 11 a.m. Can I tell you? So I haven't done it yet, but can I tell you how many times I've thought about doing it? And I've really? Gone, how much time? Like on a weekend, I've gone, I just feel like I could get this one out of the way really easily. And I'm like, what time is it? And I'm like, oh, I've got quite a short window. I've got about 30 minutes. Like I did this on Sunday. I've got 30 minutes before it hits 11. Should I do it? And then I thought, the beers that I've got ready at the moment that I really want to drink to do a beer mosa with, I was like, it's just not ready. Like, it's not the right time for that, because then I'd have to finish drinking the beer. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't want to. I've got a Treehouse beer that I'm like, I really want to do that. Almost took one to International Women's Collaboration Brew Day.
Yeah.
And I was asked, did you bring a beer mosa with you? And I was like, no. Because I thought it was just going to be me drinking it, and then I was going to look like a degenerate. And I was like, I cannot have that. I cannot besmirch my good name. So I didn't bring it. And then after I was like, oh, now I feel like I should have, because that would have been good fun. But I had to lead a panel. So I was like, I can't be doing that. No besmirching of my good name there. Have you done it?
I have not, but I'm off this week. Maybe I'll make myself a beer mosa one morning. Give myself a little fun brunch.
I think I'm going to do it over the bank holiday weekend, because treat yourself.
Yeah.
That was kind of the plan I came up with. I was like, I could rush to do it now, or I could do it over the bank holiday. Number 19, attend an event at a brewery. So I did put that we went to the launch of the new Elusive taproom. Well, I said I went to the launch of the new Elusive taproom, but then I also said there was lots of other festivals and International Women's Collaboration Brew Days happening. So mine officially was the launch of Elusive's Tap Room, because that for me was one that I wasn't using anywhere else. So how about you? I feel like you went to a lot.
I can take, they've not necessarily been at breweries. So
true.
If I take Hare and Brewco off, because that's a stretch goal one, on have a beer at 10 different breweries. If I put that on, attend an event at a brewery, I went to International Women's Collaboration Brew Day at Hambrugo. So that counts.
I think that definitely counts. Number 20, you did number 20 for sure.
I've done it.
Do you want to say what it is?
It is drink a whiskey drink, a vodka drink, a lager drink, and a cider drink in one sitting. I did that while I was up in Sheffield for Indie Beer Feast.
The photos I got was excellent. You were like fuming.
Yeah,
I was fuming.
I was a colleague and I. Hi Tom. We're going around some bars on Thursday night when we got there, and we walked into this bar and we were looking at what beers were available, and Tom just went, "Oh, I know what we're having." He's like, "Give me a whiskey, a vodka, a lager, and a cider, please." And I was just like,
I'd have been so mad.
I was fuming.
Because at least mine, when I did it last year, because it's a whiskey drink, a vodka drink, a lager drink, and a cider drink. Like, you don't have to sit there and be like, going to have a straight up whiskey.
Like, he literally picked, he was just like, give me your worst whiskey, your worst vodka.
That's diabolical.
The vodka was really smooth. We were both very surprised.
I feel like that's diabolical. Like, give me your cheapest whiskey.
Yeah, cheapest whiskey, cheapest, and then just a lager and a cider.
Oh, I would have loved it if they gave you Foster's. Oh, that would have been really funny.
It was a German lager. It wasn't.
There should have been a Foster's. That would have been
crappy lager. But
the piece de resistance would have been.
Yeah, I did
Foster's.
Call in some names that I won't repeat on the podcast.
I don't like spirits like as a whole. So if somebody went like, get your cheapest whiskey, please, I'd have been
I think
like,
it was Jameson's though. It wasn't like.
Oh no, that's not bad. Oh, you went to someplace bad. Bougie. If that's your like your worst,
it was just a pub.
They probably felt too bad giving you the worst they had. They were like, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. They're like, we don't often have someone order the worst.
Yeah.
We cannot do that. Yeah, I haven't done that yet. And again, it will probably be...
Still time.
It will either be when I go back to the US and raid my family's alcohol cabinet, or I purposefully do it. Like, that's a purposeful... thing for me. Yeah. That's not a like I happen to do it, but I did make a note just to put it on record. I did make a note that I said do that and then maybe do it all again as beers, as like a whiskey barrel aged beer, a vodka infused beer, lager beer, like a lager. Well, I guess that's kind of is what it. Any type of lager really, and then like a cider, being whatever. But I thought I'd do it again as like actual drinks, not just. The spirit itself.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. 21, drink a stout barrel aged between 0 to 12 months, 13 to 24 months, and then 25 plus month. The only one so far that I've managed to note down is 13 to 24 month. I had Black and Blue by Emperor's Brewery, which is a blackcurrant and blueberry imperial stout. I sent you photos as I was clearing out a cupboard. I have so many 25 plus month ones. What's really funny is
I feel like that'd be really difficult to find.
I originally was like, the 0 to 12 months going to be easy, crush it. 13 to 24 can do it, not a problem. I thought 25 plus was going to be so difficult. That's like, I've got those for days. How about you? Which ones?
I think I can do it. 0 to 12 month. I think I might have Black and Blue, so I might have done that one.
It's delicious.
I've been trying to find 25 plus and I'm not finding anything, so you need to save one of those and drink it with me.
Well, do what I can there for the community. Have you actually drank any of them yet?
No, like I've noted any damage. I think I've got them. Also, I started looking at some things and I was like, oh, that's barrel aged however long. But it was a sour, not a stout. There's got to be a stout.
Yeah, fair. It does. Yeah, it specifically says drink a stout barrel aged. I feel like I ended up with so many 25 pluses. I'm like, how did this even happen? What is even happening here? Actually, I'm struggling with the 0 to 12 months. So not what I thought was going to be the problem. Number 22, order a flight of beers that are all different colour. I have not managed to do that yet.
I have not done this yet, no.
Okay, same. 23, tip the bill for your drinks and make someone's day, aka tip 100%. I have not done that.
I haven't done that.
To be fair, a lot of places in the UK, I haven't, like we've talked about this, I think I might have actually talked about this with Matt on our episode about the tipping culture and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
But like, I've not even been asked about tip. Like when you put your card detail, like when you go to pay in the UK, like 99% of the time, you're not even asked about the tip. You don't get an option to put in a tip. So even if I wanted to tip 100%, I couldn't do it because I'm not being asked to tip. It's just like, here's the bill. Boom, done.
I think that would be very difficult in the UK because that's just not how. It's not a culture that we have here.
Yeah, I mean...
we generally pay people a living wage, so...
I would tip at Suds and Soda for this amazing service on letting me borrow their glass and the magnificent beers that I buy week after week that I'm here, and they're always very kind, they're always really great. I would tip 100%. But, you know, I've not been asked. It just goes straight to... And now they're going to, like, next time I go in, they'll be like, how much would you like to tip, please? 100%. But yeah, that is that. So fair. I think we do struggle in this country, so I'll probably have to do it when I go back to the US. So, and the last one, make a 5-ingredient beer cocktail. I feel like that one is definitely also a very purposeful one that I just haven't gotten to do because of how purposeful it is.
I think I need to look up a beer ingredient, a beer cocktail recipe that's got 5 ingredients, because often beer cocktails have quite minimal ingredients.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's really difficult to kind of play around with beer as well, because like you don't really know how much beer to add to all the other ingredients, and then does it unbalance it, and it's a whole thing. But yeah, I'm interested in trying that, but it has to be very, I feel like that one's got to be really intentional. But yeah, I think there's a few other things that were, so this, that's the end of like the drink harder challenge. There's a few other things that I made note of, but I think we probably should sort of post what we want to do as challenges before we go through it. But I guess before we wrap up, like, is there any other big accomplishments that you really want to kind of talk about from your perspective, like anything that you've done so far in these first 3 months that you want to shout about, talk about, like let people know that we've done, which is like really cool stuff? So obviously there's the book. Let's just start with the book.
Let's be real, the book.
We've been in the book. Book number one.
Yeah,
we've got a photo in a book. Devil of the Draft,
Lines by Dr. Christina Wade. Go buy a copy if you haven't already.
She's a fabulous handbag.
Yeah.
I saw it, I was like, I immediately love this handbag. I want it. It is fucking amazing. Lovely human being. The fact that she's done this like whole tour of the UK for the book and we're still standing at the end of it. I'm like, go take a nap, girl. Like, get yourself a really good meal and go to bed.
She's also on the Beer Ladies podcast. So if you like a beer, if you like a beer podcast, you're not listening to Beer Ladies already, go and listen.
Yeah, you like ladies talking about beer and you don't listen to them, get in on that.
Yeah. I've like had the opportunity to just hang out with some really great people this year. Like when we did our International Women's Day brew, Elusive, the people that we had there was just really great. Having all the people at the launch as well was great. Like the Malt Miller, Burnt Milk, Elusive. We met up twice with Alex from Lallemand. I then got to hang out with Kath from Attic and Alex again at Handbrew Co. And the lovely Kate, obviously, at Handbrew Co. For International Women's Collaboration Brew Day. I got to see our friend Lou and Nat Watson and Lily Way at the book launch for Dr. Christina's book. I have just seen some great people. Got to see loads of lovely people at BeerX. Hello to everyone. It's been good times hanging out with people and then having conversations about whether we're actually friends and agreeing that, yes, we are.
We are friends.
Are we friends?
We are friends. Even if Kate doesn't want to be my friend, she's my friend now. I was like, it's too late. It's too late. I love you. It's too late. I'm sorry. Same thing with Ruth, doesn't have a choice. She's my friend. Yeah. She doesn't have a choice.
And just cheering each other on for things has been really lovely.
I love that. I think it was really cool getting to brew an International Women's Collaboration Brew Day beer with Sophie Duron. Like, that was... And like doing that on a scale that was, like I said, it's not open up to like a whole brewery of people. I was just like, yeah, it's really cool. And like there were people that I got to meet, agree with the hanging out with cool people. There's people that I already know and love and respect and everything else. And people that I'm like, we're friends, even if you don't want to be, we are now. It's too late. You can't get out of it. And other people that I know of, but I only got to meet like for the first time properly, or like it was really cool. It was like getting to meet people like Lottie Peplow and like and being like, I'm Lottie, and I'm like, yeah, I know who you are, but you don't know who I am. She's like, no, I know who you are. And I was like, do you? Do you though?
She was telling me how great your panel was when I saw her at BeerX.
So that is one of my big accomplishments so far for the year, is I hosted a panel at Double Barreled for International Women's Collaboration Brew Day. because basically this all stemmed from the brew day that we had at Elusive, we're like, what are we doing for International Women's Collaboration Brew Day? And then Ruth was like, let's see if it's happening at Double Barreled. And then she's like, I feel like I should probably help if I'm expecting them to put on a really good day for us. And I was like, if you need anything, let me know. And then I got a message like a week or so later that was like, do you want to host a panel? And I was like, do I want to host a panel? The answer's no. Will I host a panel for you? Yes. And Lucy? Yes, I will. Do I want to? No. Will I? Sure. Because I just say yes to things, especially if I'm asked. And it doesn't matter if I'm shitting it or feel really, really like I'm the wrong person to do it. I'm like, well, you've asked me to do it, so I guess I'll do it. So I did it, and it was crazy. Everyone was like, why are you so prepared for this? And I was like, because if I'm going to do something I feel very underqualified and underprepared to do, I'm going to make sure. And I'm a project manager. It's like, I am going to project manage this.
As doing a podcast, just there was people in front of me.
Well, yeah, no, so it was like that. And they were like, why are you so prepared? I was like, because I don't think you understand that, like, when I do a podcast, like, I do actually write questions down.
She does.
Actually, I think you'll find I do write quite a lot of questions. Whether it's me or Joe asking it, I write quite a lot of questions. And I feel like they didn't realize that that's how much, like, I normally, like, I would normally prepare that much. So, I mean, look behind the curtain. Let's pull the curtain behind. I do sometimes, even though I probably don't present like I do, think quite a lot about what I'm going to say. And yeah, so I was like, if I'm going to host something really quite important, I'm going to be prepared for it, especially as a project manager. I'm going to be prepared. So yeah, that was really, like, the fact that I got asked to do that, and there were some, like, amazing people there, was really great. Like, I got to see Kelly from Good Chemistry. Like, that was great. Joe from the Malt Miller. Honestly, I'm not going to try to name everybody because it's going to be too hard, because I just saw so many amazing people and got to talk to so many, like, new friends, old friends, like, all of it. It was great. Hopefully you'll be able to hear the audio of that panel that I did. But I was really proud of that, because I'm not a person that, like, I hate the spotlight. And I agreed to do it because my friends asked me to do it. I'm gonna do it, and I'm going to hate every minute of it. And I'm going to downplay it and use it as a way to self-deprecate myself. But I think it went really well. And, like, it was the fact that Lottie was like, nice to meet you. I was like, I know who you are. And she was like, well, I know who you are. And I was like, no, you don't.
You're being creepy, yeah.
And she's like, I've listened to your podcast. And I was like, okay,
like,
cool.
Can we just take a moment?
Well, I knew she knew you. And I said, I know that you know Joe, but I didn't think you know who I was. And she was like, no, I definitely know who you are.
Let's sit here for a minute. And think about, like, there's all these people now that we're like, this person, this person, this person, this person. We know all these people now. Like, 3 and a bit years ago, when we started this podcast, we didn't
our
know
first
any
episode.
Of these people.
What's really funny, our first episode is we did female brewers, and we talked about Sophie Durant.
We talked about Sophie, and now we're buds. Like,
I wouldn't say buds, because it's more like, I'm like, hey, do you want to come and talk to us? But no, it's been, like, that to me so far was the, I think either being in a book or hosting a panel was, or brewing with Sophie. But I think those ones are, like, the top ones for me of, like, what I have managed to achieve, what we've managed to achieve. I'm not even going to say about the fact that I guessed the hops correctly and you were like, no. And I was like, yes.
You just did.
Oh, did I? Oh, God, that's so embarrassing.
And also, that might come out after this one. So,
oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
you're just
setting the timeline.
Oh, you'll just have to stay tuned for that. Did I say that? That's so embarrassing. I didn't mean to say that.
So
but those things, like, I feel like for me were quite big accomplishments, because it really just marks how far that we've come as a podcast and as people, and that's really cool. And I feel like we've been really, like, fortunate to be able to do some stuff and talk to some people that some other people idolize, and I'm like, I get to speak to that person like a peer, even though I'm not a peer, but I am, but I'm not. Like, it's that kind of thing. It's really cool. And then some minor accomplishments are, like, I've had 2 brew days this year, and I did a volunteer day at Siren's birthday. So I think for me, every year I go into, I think I may never get to do a commercial level brew again, and I may not get to volunteer at a festival again. So the fact that I'm 3 months in and I've done two of one in one of another is like chef's kiss, like Paul McCartney chef's kiss. I'm all in. This is great. If you know, you know. Shout out to Charlotte. Paul McCartney chef kiss. Yeah. I feel like we've rattled on enough. People are probably sick of listening to this. We're going to get hate mail. That's like, shut up already. But yeah, that's what happens when you get some amazing beers and me in a hotel room with nothing else to do tonight. Cool. Joe, if people want to talk to you about if they want to get your list of all the different beer styles of Untappd, because they're also too lazy like me to write it themselves, where can they talk to you?
I mean, I might share it with you.
Got to be nice. You've got to ask nice. If you're nice, say please enough and thank to me, you. Like,
we might have to do some bargaining.
I'm gonna bring her a Clusters mini chocolate stout. So
come on, people.
What are you gonna do?
Like I did the work. So you know, I need to bring him a 10.
She's running. She's running so that we can all crawl. Yeah. I don't know.
You can get hold of me at Love Beer Learning, and I am on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Pinterest. But really, you're gonna find me on Instagram. So just come over there.
Here's the one.
You can also come find my blog posts on my website, which is lovebeerlearning.co.uk. Or you can email me, lovebeerlearning@gmail.com. Tori, if people want to ask you about all of your wonderful beer goals and whether you would host a beer panel for them, where can they get hold of you?
Yeah, it depends, because you know I can't say no. So if you want to ask me to host a beer panel for you, I'll say yes, because I don't like to disappoint. So you can find me on Instagram at adventures_in_hoptimism, or you can find me on Gmail at adventuresandhoptimism@gmail.com. And on the odd occasion, every however many weeks, you can find me at Suds and Soda, the place that let me borrow their glass and sells amazing beer, and the staff are great, and they've got really great live feeds of Nambia watering holes. So yeah, definitely check them out, check me out. I think they're on Instagram, Suds and Soda. There's Suds and Soda. There you go. That's all my shameless plugs in for me and the people that save the day, so I don't have to drink out of hotel mugs. So on that note, Joe, let's go drink the rest of our beers.
Wait,
what? There's more.
You haven't done the podcast.
Oh, sorry, I forgot I do the podcast one sometimes. You did the last one, so I forgot about it. Or neither of us did it.
You can also always get a hold of both of us on Instagram at A Woman's Brew, or you can email us awomansbrewpodcast@gmail.com. One of us will pick it up at some point.
I mean, yeah, it on Instagram it still probably will be me. Yeah. On Gmail, it could be either of us. I don't know. I also love the fact that I spent all my shameless plugs on Suds and Soda, and I didn't even plug our podcast. I think don't cut that. Just leave that all in. I love that. Yay, Suds and Soda. You've beat out our podcast plugs. So that should show my appreciation, and I will return the glass to you tomorrow. On that note, Joe, are we allowed to cheers now?
Cheers.
Cheers.